بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت عبداللہ بن مسعود رضی اللہ عنہ فرماتے تھے، اللہ تعالیٰ کے نزدیک یہ ایک بڑا گناہ ہے کہ کوئی شخص دوسرے کو بطور نصیحت کہے کہ تو اللہ سے ڈر، اور وہ اس کا جواب دے کہ تو اپنے آپ کو سنبھال. حضرت عبداللہ بن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ویری سینئر صحابی، اسے بھائی اللہ تعالیٰ اٹس اے گریٹ سن دیٹ وین somebody advises, gives you advice, gives you nasihat, gives you some nasihat, something wrong in you, sin you committed, something, and he says, tells you, fear Allah Ta'ala, ittaqullah, fear Allah Ta'ala, then in response, what you say, take care of yourself, like people say, sweep in front of your door. This is a great sin. It is a clear sign of that person, pride. Motivates this person to give such an answer. He feels that he is sinless, he feels he is insulted, he lacks humility. For that reason, he makes such statements. Humility is not merely to smile and to greet people and speak nice when you're in good terms, to speak nice with the person. That's not really humility. Humility is when somebody reminds you of your errors, your wrongs, your sins, then you accept it. It's a sign of haq, of truth in a person also. As a Ma'az, Yahya bin Ma'az rahmatullahi said, أَخُوكَ مَنْ عَرْفَقَ الْعُيُوبِ, that your brother, your true brother, is one who keeps you informed. He informs you of what? Of your faults. He sees defects in you. Then he brings your mind, he calls your attention, draws your attention to your faults. وَصَدِيقُكَ مَنْ حَذَرَكَ ذُنُوبِ, and your friend is one who warns you about your sins. He warns you, constantly warns you about your sins. So that is a friendship. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, that I am great, I shall be grateful to the one who gives me a present, a gift of my what? A gift of my faults. Whenever he sees anything wrong in me, he comes forward and informs me. And he gives me a gift of it, and in return, I shall make special dua by asking Allah Ta'ala to grant this person rahmat, special mercy, if he comes and he presents his a gift of my sins, my faults to me. Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu farmate te, کہ لوگوں پر ان قریب ایک ایسا زمانہ آئے گا جس میں لوگوں کی صحبت گدھے کے مردار کے مانند ہوگی. حضرت حذیفہ بن یمان رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سینئر صحابی سید, that soon there will come such a time upon people, such an age will dawn, when the companionship with people will be like associating with dead donkeys. It will be no benefit, it's just harmful. A dead donkey, the stench that emits, decomposing flesh emits, it's unbearable. So you see, the companionship of people will be like that. بلکہ ان کے نزدیک گدھے کا مردار امر بالمعروف اور نہی عن المنکر کرنے والے مومن کی ہم نشینی سے زیادہ پسندیدہ ہوگا. In fact, for the people, for the masses, they will prefer the company of a dead donkey than the company of a mu'min that practices amr bil ma'ruf nahi anil munkar. That we can see in our time, it's prevailing. You cannot tell any person anything. You can be performing a salat in a completely irregular manner, but you cannot tell him, brother, this is wrong. You see immediately how the takabur, the pride comes out, shows in his anger. Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi farmate the ki aaj kal ka zamane mein koi aisa shakhs nahi jisse log sharminda ho. Hazrat Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi says that in this day, he's speaking of, this is 1200 years ago, he says nowadays people are not, there is no one for whom people are ashamed. They don't have any shame, any respect, any shame for anyone. Logon ne pucha ye kyun kar? People ask why? Why is it that so? Aapne farmaya insaan usse sharminda hota hai jo amr bil maruf aur nahi anil munkar kare. He say a person, people are ashamed, they feel ashamed for a person who makes a practice amr bil maruf nahi anil munkar. That was in that time, 1200 years ago. Now they despise such a person. At least in those days they felt ashamed of such a person. No, this is a buzruk. So they will not commit the sin or the evil in his presence, because they will know that he will make amar bil maruf, he will command them and he will warn them. But nowadays, if you practice amar bil maruf, you tell a person this is wrong, you give him good nasir, then he becomes your enemy. Or jo aisa na kare, uski habit nahi hoti. A person who abstains from amar bil maruf, nahi anil munkar, he does not exercise any awe and respect on the people. People have no respect for such a person. Kyunki wo Allah Ta'ala se nahi darta. Why? Because such a person, he does not fear Allah Ta'ala. Now a person, despite him being a learned person, he abstains from amar bil maruf, nahi anil munkar, that means that he has no fear for Allah Ta'ala. And when he has no fear for Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala removes from the hearts of the people any respect and fear for him. Once at the Junaid Baghdadi, in the marketplace, he saw Shaitan. Sometimes Shaitan appeared to these awliya and to the Anbiya in his form, in his original form. So when Junaid Baghdadi saw him, for Shaitan in the marketplace, he saw him completely naked, stark naked. So Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi said, oh Shaitan, la'in, oh accursed one, have you no shame for the people? At least the people are around there, he was naked. So he said, the Shaitan responded, a person feels ashamed for people, yes, I accept that. For people, if you were people, I will feel ashamed. But these people are animals. People are animals nowadays, they are no longer human beings. For that reason, there's no need to be ashamed. A person don't feel ashamed in front of a donkey or a dog. If there's a human being, yes, you will feel ashamed and will abstain from wrong. But say, yeah, no people in there, no longer in the marketplaces. They are all enemies. That is the degree to which the thing, the morals of the people has fallen. And in our days, it's even worse. And it will get worse and worse. It's not going to get better. So even the time will come when the Nabi Sallallahu said that when the person who has the deen in his heart, he has concern of his akhlaq and of the deen, of his iman, when he passes a qabr, he will make the Ya Allah, it's better that I was in this qabr than being here on top of the surface of the earth. So difficult it will be to safeguard what's iman. People of the deen will flee from pillar to post, trying to save the iman, and they will be hounded like a hunter hounds a fox. Like a hunter is in pursuit of a fox. So it comes in a list. So a person of the deen will flee from one place to another place, from this person to another person, in order to save his iman.